Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. This week we'll be discussing all the crazy stuff that's going down with Days of Our Lives. Call in and talk to us at 913-338-1239, and you can also call in using Skype. Follow us daily at our blog at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can find us on Facebook at Diva Days, and Twitter you can find us at Diva of Dole, where we like to tweet live while watching the show. And in about another month or so, we'll be drinking while we'll be watching the show and tweeting live because of all the bizarre spoilers are out there. And if you want to be alerted to our future Blog Talk Radio shows, you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio. And I'd like to announce first before we start bitching and complaining that we decided to do our podcast weekly. So check us out every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern, because next few weeks we're going to have a lot of stuff to bitch about. But
a lot now.
A lot to bitch about now. So I want to introduce everybody. We have, as always, we have Marianne.
Hello, everyone.
And we have Anna.
Hello.
And Madeline.
Hello.
And we have Nikki.
Hello.
Hey, Nikki.
Yay. So, well, let's start with the craziest rumor of the day. I mean, like, I don't know if you guys read the blog I wrote yesterday. It was called Who's the Boss? And I was kind of complaining about the bizarre storylines to show pushes and they drop and it doesn't make any sense. And they bring people in as love interests and then they fire them, and it doesn't – I mean, the whole thing just seems like it's such a colossal waste of time. And little did I know that that was better than the stuff that's going to be happening in the next month or so. So I wanted to hear everybody's reaction to the spoilers that we're not only going to have one Ray Fernandez, we're going to have two.
I thought I was imagining things when I heard that. Seriously.
Yes,
like
Galen Gehring will be playing. Yes, Galen Gehring will be playing dual roles, and there's a crazy rumor out there that Rave number two is actually Andre DeMira. That's played by Galen Gehring.
That really
fringe.
Pisses me off.
Yes,
not
I can't. If they would.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't you have to have, like, range?
Has this rumor...
It's a rumor,
has
right?
Has this rumor
that
showed up anywhere except message boards? Because that's the only place I've seen it.
Yes. People are
that's what I've heard.
From it's a Nelson Bronco blind item that people think it's Rafe portraying... Galen Gehring portraying Andre DeMira.
Yeah, it took off from there.
What I'm wondering is how are we going to be able to tell the difference?
It stays. He'll think of something.
You think his hair might
well,
be slightly different?
I was going to say, I mean, do you think
he did
he's only got two different looks, so, like...
He did a dual role on Passions, and the only way that you could tell the difference is that one Luis chewed on a toothpick and the other one didn't.
I'm Great acting there, right? Oh, gosh.
Serious.
The man, the first Rafe doesn't, like, show any different expressions. It's all monotone, one expression, no emotion. I don't know what the second one's going to be.
That's what I was saying. How are we going to be able to tell the difference?
How could it get any more boring than it already is?
The only way that could be made good is if the mask comes off, the Rafe mask comes off and actually Teo Pengloss's face
is there.
And Teo Pengloss's face is, yes, exactly.
I mean, now that
and
I
it really
can buy,
is
Andrea but, you know, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of like the ripoff of the Slasher.
You know,
exactly.
You know, like I said, I don't mind.
If they make Rafe number two, Andre DeMira, Gary Tomlin is going to get hate mail.
Oh, he's going to get more than
yes.
that.
I cannot see them.
Serious hate mail because that.
I keep thinking, will they really go there? Yeah, Corday would probably do something like that, and Higley.
Mm. Yeah, because they can't ruin his characters in any other way because they're both dead than to make, you know, to and then to turn Andre into Rafe. I mean, what else can you do to ruin it?
Yeah, and if the rumor is that one of them's locked in the dungeon, I'd be like, well, who cares? At least when Tony was locked in the dungeon, we cared. We wanted to know. We wanted Anna to find him. We wanted it. But it's like with Rafe, it's like, throw away the key, dude.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
I'm
going to be
like, where's the Roman angst in that?
Stefano on this one all the way. I really want him to just torture the guy to win.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that Stefano's getting his mojo back there, you know, he's getting evil again. You know, that's one
thing. I'm going to be really pissed, though, if EJ is the one who lets Rafe out of the dungeon. That would piss me off. That might.
Well, you know, I do have,
is
you know,
EJ in on
EJ
it?
Love.
Or maybe Andre's jealous of EJ and always wanted him dead, so that's how he chooses. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh.
Well, the way Kenny was talking, EJ's going to be completely, you know, bowled over with this love for Taylor, so why would he care about you?
I think I'm going to have to start drinking during the show, even if it is 1 p.m., I don't care. The only way they'll get me through the damn thing.
Yeah, so this rumor's only out on message boards, I think, this whole Andre thing. Taken, and it's just took off because of what Nelson said.
Yeah.
Because of the two raids, yeah.
But I, just in case, we all need to stock up on alcohol before they start showing these things. That's
the only way we're going to make
it through the whole show.
I just may resort to eating one of Kate's poison apples because I don't know.
Didn't you say about a drinking game or something we could have?
Every time you see Galen Gehring on the show, you have to drink a shot.
That's the
diva drinking game.
I'd be plastered by the time 10 minutes went by. Come on.
I know. That's the point. That's the point.
Oh, man.
10 minutes into the show, we'd all be, like, rolling on the floor.
Let's hope that doesn't happen because, I mean, two Rafes would be bad enough. Having one of them be Andre would be, like, 100 times worse.
If anything would get me not to watch Days anymore, that would be it.
Has anybody beaten an Eileen Davidson's record for having the most episodes in a year? Because something tells me they're working on it. They want
to.
I think they want to
make, they
sure
make
Galen
three of him
it.
Or four of him like they did Eileen. I'm there. Oh, my gosh.
Sarah, I forgot what I was going to say now. You know, so the thing is, I know I remember, dual roles never work. I think Tony and Andre are probably the only popular dual roles that's ever been on Days, really. I guess you could say people like Susan and Kristen. But it was, people always like Susan better than Kristen anyway. But, I mean, didn't they learn from Cento and EJ and Sammy and Colleen? Everybody hated that shit. Okay.
Let's hope Galen can pull it off as Andre. I just can't see it.
There's no way in hell Galen's going to pretend to be Andre who's pretending to be Rafe. That is just going to blow his mind.
There's no way Galen can pretend to be Rafe.
Yeah, Galen can't even be Rafe. Then how the hell is he going to be?
Exactly.
Oh, so I'm going to Shane and Drew
Donovan.
He's going to have that look on his face like he's thinking, but we know he's really not because there's nothing there to think of. So, like, the entire storyline.
They really think that Rafe is that popular? I mean, don't they read the message boards?
They don't listen to us.
No, he wouldn't have thought
that Rafe is popular with the kind of people they want watching the show, the ones with nothing in between their ears.
Yeah, 12-year-olds. No.
Yeah.
Hey, don't insult
12-year-olds.
That's
who Rafe appeals to.
Some 12-year-olds
may have more.
Hey, when I was 12, I was hot for Teo Pengla, so I can't, you know. 12-year-olds do have a little.
No, I didn't say.
Yeah, some 12-year-olds, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
All 12-year-olds. I just said the ones that are.
No, I'm just teasing. But, yeah, it's
20.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
I don't get it.
So, of course, there's probably a lot of Passions fans. I forget about those that carry over, and, you know, they're probably still, I don't know, watching. I don't know, but yeah, it's that. Oh gosh. Oh.
One thought here is that Gary Tomlin and Christina, who have been told how wonderful they are just gonna. They're just going to get handed their asses in a sling with this. I mean, this is just going to be so bad.
Well, on top of that, this is a poor decision. And besides that, you're pissing off the whole Teo Penguins fan base. On top of that, at the same time, they're having the Jennifer's hearts being stolen from her body storyline, and she's still alive. Yes.
Wait,
this is going
on
at the same time.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
and Dr. Dan.
Yeah, I saw you post that about Jennifer. What is this? See, no, I didn't hear this. They're taking her heart?
I heard
she's
that
still
she was
alive.
Going to be in the hospital.
Ken Corday said in the preview for next year, he did a whole preview in SOD for next year, and that, he said literally they were going to take her heart out of her chest.
And she's still alive.
For
wow.
What? One of these transplants? For what?
Well, you know, maybe this explains why Rafe doesn't have a brain. I never really thought about that before, but maybe Stefano, took it out a while back or something. I don't know, but then he couldn't find a buyer.
And why do they do that, Jennifer?
If Stefano could do all of this, we come up with a new Rafe, then why is his grandkid walking around with cancer in his eyes?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, that's something else. But
the writing on this show is just...
So with Jennifer, I saw something about how Daniel is supposed to be your doctor. I'm like, oh, don't wear teal or non-skid socks, Jennifer. You're going to turn them on.
Yeah.
Here.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
the patient-loving doctor. Yeah.
Well, that's the rumor they're hooking up.
Yeah.
Daniel and Jennifer.
That's
another
rumor.
I've seen some stuff on the board about that, too. Yeah.
So no Carly and Daniel, huh? That's
Carly is going to hang around.
Yeah,
why Carly? There's nothing for her now.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Sorry.
Bye, bye, Carly.
You mean she might have to leave town?
Oh no!
Oh,
kidding.
She's not even involved in the Vivian storyline. I mean, she doesn't even know Vivian was buried alive. She doesn't know Vivian's on the island.
Yeah, they've shifted Vivian's whole attention to the people who stabbed her in the back during the sarcophagus.
Yeah.
Kate and Brady together is very interesting. Coming up with that idea.
I love that. I do love the fact that they have been reaching back into their history. I mean, because when Brady said, hey, Vivian did this to you, and Kate's like, yeah, let's do that to her. And then even Vivian said, they copied me. I love that indignant, they copied me. But, you know, I like that. At least they reference something that almost never gets referred to, the way Kate, was almost killed by Vivian and everything. I like that part, but we'll see what it's like having them on the island.
Yeah, problem with
and I heard Brady's supposed to get even
history
darker.
History is not created equal. Only the history they like.
Yeah.
Or they wrote. Usually it's the history. Usually with Dina and Riley, it was always the history they wrote. And if it wasn't anything they wrote, then fuck it.
Oh, Nikki has a point. She posted in the chat room. What was that rumor you heard about Jen's heart?
Yeah, that the heart's going to be lost, but she's still alive. Like,
I
heard the warden.
Explain this to me.
The warden's supposed to. I think the warden's going to take it out, to get another organ to the doctor, but it's going to be lost or something. But she's still alive. Is this like sci-fi now or something?
How is she still alive if they take her
heart? That's just going to Salem University Hospital. It happens all the time.
Unless they have some kind of
right
machine, that's the only thing I can think of, right? But is that possible?
Well, they do have a machine that can keep you alive during a heart transplant, heart-lung transplant.
Yes.
But, I mean, that doesn't last forever. You can't keep them on that long. So that's bizarre.
I'm sure they're not even going to bother to explain.
Oh, man. Wow.
Jack needs to come back, like, now.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe he'll come and rescue Jennifer. Who knows?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I mean, wow. Like I said, who is okaying the stuff? Who is saying, yeah, that's a great
who's
idea. Let's go with that one. I mean, someone has to stand up and say, this is bullshit. This is stupid.
I mean, day in all this.
Maybe the people that are doing this show are drinking, doing the rave drinking game while they're actually making
this. Is no worse. This is no worse than it was in 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must have drained through 2005. I don't
remember
Salem, that year.
Yeah, they're going back to like the old Salem killer crap.
There's nothing. Yeah. I promise you. There's go look up a few 2005 clips on YouTube. It'll make you cringe. It'll either make you cringe or make you laugh, depending on which you're watching. I
but
mean,
Sean
in
stuff,
the cage.
Right?
Go watch a little Sean in the love cage.
Oh,
the love cage.
His heart was still in his body, though.
And Cupid doll. Remember the Cupid doll? And what?
Cupid doll rock. That was the best part of the story.
Back then, I took a break, like a decade and a half break. And so I wasn't watching, but occasionally I'd flip channels if I was home, you know, for a holiday or something. And
watch
Days for a couple of minutes. And
it's
I remember
just the storylines, though. It was the whoever they had writing the dialogue, it was awful. It was awful.
I remember catching some scenes of Sean in that cage and going, what has Days been reduced to? It was like, what are they doing?
Well, could it be any worse than like Austin and Greta? Was it Austin and Greta or in the Garden of Eden or whatever? That was
I've only
really
seen
I think
bits and pieces
out
of that.
The worst
thank God I wasn't
time.
Watching then.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Yeah, I've seen that suggested to be the worst, but I don't know. 2005.
I think that's about the worst. Yeah.
Well. 2005, the Sean Love Cage. The Iraq storyline. Oh, my God. Sammy as Stan.
Sammy as Stan.
I like Stan.
I've never
Stan
seen
fun.
Any of those.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. That was different.
The actor was good, though.
That part, you know, changing her into Stan, but then when she goes to a war in Iraq with all of the boys.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a stretch.
And Andre engineering the whole thing. I mean, it was just...
Of course, it was Andre.
But you know, there are a few good things that I do like about the show right now. I mean, the Stefano and Kate stuff. Of course, got to get them in. I love them,
right.
And mm-hmm. I'm liking
Victor and Maggie.
This Friday, I think, is going to be a really good episode. From Judy, the PR lady, said something about this Friday was going to be something that the state fans will enjoy. So let's hope they make it. Let's hope that it's good for us. I think we're all excited about it.
I hope so. Her idea of what fans are going to like and what they're not going to like is...
Yeah, I don't know.
You ask me.
Well, we're cautiously optimistic. We'll put it that way. We've been burned many times before on different things, but we're like,
EJ and Sammy fans, you guys will like this sometimes. And it's just like, Sammy's obviously not interested in the guy she's with. So, and we're supposed to like that? No.
Yeah. And what about the personally? I thought for once in a long time, they did a good job on the reveal. I thought with the whole Parker thing, because they've let me down.
That was entertaining.
They let me down on so many other things. I mean, like the reveal, and you know, we endured all that time with Chloe and Lucas and all that stuff, and then you know. By the time Lucas finds out, we've known for months. Everybody else on the show has known for months. He walks in and they go, oh, by the way, you know, she was cheating on you. It's like, okay, fine, you know, whatever. But this one, this reveal, I think it actually had some punch to it. And for not even being that invested in the characters, some of the characters in that storyline, I thought it was pretty good. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I actually watched it and it wasn't bad. Hey, just other than the hypocrisy.
Well, there's always
of it all.
There's always,
you know,
hypocrisy in the show.
Daniel going after Philip like he had a right to, and it was just like...
You know, the great thing about it, though, I didn't think they were going to bring this up, but there's even been a couple of references to Lucas since then, and I thought, I'm glad they actually brought that up. The only thing that would make it better is if they brought Lucas back, and he actually said the very same things to... Dr.
Well,
Jonas.
But we don't even need Lucas. I mean, I want Lucas to come
Daniel
back,
brought it up
why
about
Lucas. Somebody said something to him other than. I mean, why does it just have to be Lucas?
Philip said something, and then, well, that's true. And then, I mean, the list is so long.
Everybody
so.
Should be saying something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pay back the bitch, Daniel. He did the same thing to Lucas. You know, exactly.
Yeah. But I'm just glad that the writers actually put that in. You know, they showed
well,
that.
Well, he had affairs with, like, how many women?
Yeah.
Not only
yeah
did he,
and all of a sudden,
did he
break like, mortified
parents,
Chloe
but he's
did
sitting
this?
There. He's sitting there having an affair with a woman half his age.
Mm-hmm.
He has
yeah
one with Kate, and just about the time she gets cancer, breaks up with her. I mean,
yeah,
he's pulled
well,
some
no,
shit.
Yeah. He really just had his first date slash grope session in the ER with
yeah
or the exam room. Yeah, you know, while Kate's
he has
in the
no
other
room
dying,
to be talking
you know
about anybody.
Yeah,
right.
But that's the thing. So
sorry.
I like the fact that they brought Lucas up, and it was like, you know, yeah, thank you very much. So that part I've been
yeah
sort of enjoying seeing him. Because remember back then, Chloe and Daniel's theme was having our cake and eating it too. Remember that? I don't know if everybody remembers that line, but they talked about that, and it's like, now it's like, how do you like having your cake and eating it too? Huh? It doesn't taste quite as good when you're on the other end of it,
yeah
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I like what they're doing to Kayla.
Yeah, well, they're turning her into sanctimonious.
If Kayla's annoying to me anymore.
But the, she's taking on the role of the moral conscience of the.
She's too righteous.
And
yeah,
it's like it's not really Kayla.
Well, the moral conscience obviously isn't so moral when it's her daughter, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, remember,
right.
Carly was doing that for months with Chloe. You've got to tell him. You've got to tell him. You know, he's so judgmental.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, hey, look, you stabbed your husband in the gut and killed him. Shut up. You know, I was like, but I mean, Carly was popping up everywhere, being so judgmental, and it's like all of a sudden it's like they're writing her lines, but they're coming out of Kayla's mouth, and it's weird. I don't know. Don't like it.
Kayla's an example why, you know, I want to see Teo again, but I'm not sure I want to back with these writers because,
right. Exactly, yeah.
I can only imagine what they do to Tony.
The thing he's the kind of actor who can make great things out of.
Well, yes,
he look what they did,
like
how he handled Andre in a rock.
But that's
you know?
Not, but I, you know, we finally got Tony fixed. I don't want them ruining
yeah, that's true, that's true.
And he's fixed, yeah.
We got lucky. I don't want to push it. I don't know. Seeing what they're doing.
Even if they come back as Andre.
Back,
see, I could take him back as Andre. That would be good.
That would be okay, but even then.
Yeah.
No.
Just not
well,
great,
I'm enjoying, like somebody said, Victor and Maggie, still loving them. They have managed
yeah
to not ruin that yet, which is
See, that's
incredible.
The part that really irritates me, too. I mean, the Maggie and Victor stuff and the state stuff, it's good. It's actually good. So why the hell are we getting all this other crap?
I know. Why don't they just give, I mean, at least they're giving them some screen time, but I would much rather see more state and magic and a few of the others than the ones that they're focusing on. I don't know.
Yeah, double gaming Gary. Oh, my God.
We're trying to get rid of him. And plus, there's going to be another brother, though, too. Plus, another one.
Like,
yeah,
we need another Hernando.
Plus, another Hernando.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah, there is another.
Yeah.
There, in addition
but
to two races, there
much
is another brother.
Oh,
I don't know
thought
much
okay
about
okay
the actor. I don't know much about the actor, but he's the guy. I don't know if you saw the scenes where he brought the plague in from South America, Nathan and what's her name? Melanie. Sorry, I couldn't think of her name for a sec. Got the same disease or whatever, and that kid died from it. That actor is
right
one, and I don't really remember him. He was probably like early 20s, early mid-20s.
Yeah, I would say he was young.
He's the one that's going to come in and play the other, Dario, I think, or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess Melanie needs somebody now, unless they keep her with Philip now that Nathan's going to be gone.
They're
going to go, which was another big thing that happened.
Did you guys see the scenes where Kate went and saw the baby?
Yes.
I love those. for one thing.
Cute.
Kate with small children, love it. But, oh, my gosh, take the knife and stick it in and twist it and twist it and twist
Chloe.
It.
Chloe.
But, you know,
just like your daddy. The dimples comment, oh, I loved it. So, yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that's when my blog yesterday about who's the boss, the whole Nathan thing, what a screw-up that was. It was just a total waste of time from day one. I mean, there's a character that didn't exist. They rewrote history for him. They gave him a last name that he shouldn't even have. Should be Anderson or Jennings or whichever. And they have him sniffing around Melanie, and at the same time, too, he's banging Stephanie sometimes 2-3 times an episode. And I'm supposed to be cheering for him to get to wherever's Melanie.
But if you fast forward it, he's doing it really, really fast. Just a thought.
But yeah, for Stephanie's sake, he has to do it a few times.
So what can I say?
Yeah, maybe she had Viagra commercials during the show. But anyway, what the hell is the point? They finally get to the point where they can get Melanie and Nathan together, which I don't even want them to together, but I feel bad for their fans.
Yeah, well,
because
I
he's
like, they were right there. You know?
Honestly, I really liked when they first put Nathan and Melanie together, they were very playful and funny, and I thought they were cute together. Then when he went to Stephanie, it was like, you know, it just killed whatever appeal that he had, and sadly, you know, they weren't writing well for him. I mean, they really wrote him into a boring corner. And it's like if they had followed through on the whatever end game is nowadays, it's never really end game, but if they had followed through with that and put him back together with Melanie, I think he could have stayed around. But the way they were writing it, you know, I don't know.
Did anybody read the piece that Michael Fairman had?
No.
An excerpt from a chat that Mark did with
no,
Sam.
No, I read the chat.
Did
you read
the
excerpt from the chat?
Did you read it? Okay, like
it,
he kind of more or less went and complained about
he
didn't like the direction of his character. And as soon as you complain, what do the writers do? They get offended and bang, you're gone.
Well, but
you know,
first he complained. Well, he went out and talked to them about the direction for the character.
Right.
And after that, he got they wrote the story where they're in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it only lasted for a week. He said some people on this show are in a coma for months, but, you know, they were in quarantine for a week, and it was over.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the comment.
So isn't it
like
a coincidence when he goes and complains, he's fired?
I like the comment about it was obvious that, you know, that they're only interested in writing for certain characters on this show, and it wasn't for his character.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right.
Right.
And then the day after this comes the news that we're going to get double daily Garrett. So I don't even know who they're interested in writing for.
Right.
I heard comments that, obviously he's jealous of the guy playing Chad. And I'm thinking, jealous of what? Chad's aren't even less than Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not, yeah.
Well, and the other thing is kind of sad. Maybe they'll flesh it out a little bit more, but it's like they made Chad a Demira, and then he's like been practically non-existent. I know they have some scenes coming up this next week, I think, and there's even a comment about how, gosh, it's been a long time since I've seen you, and he's like, I went out of town or something, you know. Like, Kate, I think he and Kate have a conversation about that. And I thought, it's like, you know, he became a Demira, and then it's like they just dropped that. I thought they were going to drop it completely there for a while because it's like, you know, nothing was going on with it. So I don't know.
Yeah, that storyline, that's another one. They ramped it up, brought in Jessica Tuck, killed her off, mm-hmm. and they didn't reveal he was Chad Demira for a couple of months after she was dead.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing gets dropped again.
Dina Higley. This is so Dina.
It's like she has ADD.
And it's very, that's what passions had become like at the end, too. There was no investing in anybody because you never knew what the hell they were going to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't write storylines. What was the last storyline she wrote? And I'm not even sure she wrote it. It would be the baby switch because I don't think that was necessarily her idea.
Because I was trying to think of what baby, which baby switch you meant. I'm assuming it's Sydney and Grace, right?
You know,
we've had a few.
You know, I actually would like, I know there for a while it was speculated that Dr. Baker really didn't switch him and that Sydney really is Nicole's. And at the time, I hated that idea because I was rooting for Sammy to get her baby back and everything. But now it's like Sammy didn't even spend any time with her or anything, and Nicole clearly loves her. You know, it's like that's the one really saving grace about Nicole right now. And so I agree, except that
the same writers who might do that are the same writers who are trashing Sammy's character and making Nicole look good. So.
Well, that's true. But, you know, I just think it would be nice, since they're making EJ look so bad right now, it might be kind of fun to have the power switch a little bit, where right now he's just basically using Sydney as a carrot and he can do anything he wants with Nicole. It might be kind of interesting if all of a sudden she's the biological mother, then he has to sort of play a little bit differently, play a different game. And I kind of like that idea now, you know?
I like that idea, too. I mean, because look at Sammy. Once Sammy got Sydney back, she, you know, sent her off for Caroline to babysit and went off. And I'm like, well...
They've never invested on screen with a relationship with that child, you know, with Sammy and that child. They've never really invested in that.
I think Nicole and Anna
and they're not going to because it's just a plot point. All of the kids on that show are just plot points. Oh. That's why they're there.
I don't know. They're doing a great job.
And if they make her Nicole's child, it'll turn into the same thing, unfortunately.
I don't know. I just was thinking it might be kind of fun.
And we'd probably get more scenes where, you know, Sydney and Nicole are bonding, but only because the writer likes Harry more than...
Well, even Johnny's camp is not about Johnny.
I think she's great, I don't see any reason why we have to trash, you know, Sammy's character just to have...
They've made her... They're for a while now. They've made her pretty unappealing.
I've seen posts of people saying, you know, they'd find it amusing if Rafe number two actually ended up being Andre and that she's been with him all this time and that Rafe number one's been locked up all this time, because then she would have been sleeping with Andre all this time and they'd love for her.
I have to admit that would be funny. Oh, that would be funny.
That would be funny, except I'd still be pissed off that to do it, they had to make him look like Galen Gehring. That part pisses me off. Far more
unless
than
they,
it would
like,
amuse me.
Like Anna said, they take the mask off and it is, you know.
Really, Tao?
As long as Tao's back, I don't care what they do.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, there's not a whole lot they could do to Sammy that I don't feel like she doesn't deserve. Including taking away her kids, but
in the process they've made EJ
They made both of them so unruly.
Yeah.
Well,
they're doing it on purpose because you know they want to trash. They want to make sure that nobody wants them together.
Well, they have.
But I guess each of them could have an out though.
The problem is they've got
brain injury
and they.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know, unless they keep them... unless they keep them absolutely separate and they're not on screen together at all, that's the only way it's going to work. Because even when they're fighting, they're more interesting to watch than she is with
Rafe.
I know. You know?
I've said this before.
Yeah, they are. It's more interesting.
I'm not like a diehardy jammy. I like them, but, you know, I like others. You know, I'm not like totally invested, but I enjoyed them this past summer and stuff. I really did. But I thought it was funny because I've said this before, my mother never watches the show. She's never watched it before. And last Christmas, I was watching at her house and she walked in and she's not into soaps at all. She walks in the room and Sammy and EJ were in the mansion talking. They were just talking. I don't think they were doing anything like particularly. And she stopped and she was watching it, and she like watched for about 10 minutes. She's like, "Well, I could see how you could get into this." You know, like, so somebody who has no frame of reference, know, like, she doesn't know who these characters are. She doesn't care who these characters are. But watching those two on screen, you know, it was apparent to her that there was something going on there, you know. So, I don't know.
See, I like him with Nicole, but only when they're sniping at each other. Then it's fun.
Yeah.
Otherwise, when they start getting mushy, no, it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, you're right.
And the thing
about,
and I'm not much of a Allison Sweeney fan, or I was never much of a Sammy fan either, but EJ makes me like her.
Well, he's, I mean, you
they're
can't
fun together.
I mean, there's just nothing you can root about.
They're fun together.
A man telling the mother of his child to tell the child that she doesn't want him and that she wants him to live with daddy because, you know, for whatever reason, it's like, it's just, that's just not on any level. You can't root for that. I don't care. You just can't.
Because now he's hurting the child more than anything.
Yeah, well, because that was always his saving grace. Like, just Stefano, you know, it's like, okay, they love their children. That's their weak point. That's their soft spot.
And this is after, you know, 4 years of him doing everything in Johnny's best interests, you know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's why it doesn't make any sense.
And Sydney's, for that matter, because I've
And so then he's
going to
bring a woman into his
child. Sydney was probably a hell of a lot better in her best interest than giving her to Sammy, obviously.
Yeah, well, and I guess he's looking at it, well, I can see the kids love Nicole and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, that's supposed to make us feel that's okay. I don't know.
No.
I really want Brady and Nicole back together. I mean, some
I like Brady and Nicole.
They've got to start sneaking around or something. Like, you need to lose that bracelet, that tracking bracelet.
Whoa, who's checking out?
Well,
the
I just don't believe. I mean, he's not. The writing has never made me believe that EJ's ever gotten over Sammy. So.
No, they always.
When
they
the whole
always,
time he was with Nicole, you know, it was so obvious. So
no,
to me.
I agree. I mean, they've always, you know.
Not to mention, they made him look like a stupid idiot just so he could be with her. That didn't really help either.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, whenever I see Texas,
try and turn him
store,
into
I think of that
John Black. Try and turn him into John Black all of 1996 or whatever it was when Kristen was faking with her pillow belly. God, I wish they'd fire Higley.
That's what everyone's saying.
I like Bo and Hope being on the run. I'm enjoying that. I mean, I'm enjoying
that. I'm not.
Back on the boat.
I like them. I like them back together. I mean, I like them working together and stuff, and eventually, you know.
Yeah, we all knew they were going to get back together.
I do, too, but it's not enough to make me watch a whole show. And it's not sure as hell not going to be enough to make me watch Gil and Gehring.
Oh, God. It's going to be on, like, every day, probably. I'm like, he's not on every day now, but, oh, God.
So what was the point of them bringing Ty Treadway on to play Ben, the, you know, the organ transplant dude?
The organ
and
the organ stealing doctor.
Yes. Organ poacher.
I think he gets caught, right?
The organ poacher.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be Jennifer's love interest. They even took publicity shots together, photographs together, the two of them looking
at
the couple.
There was nothing there.
They did a few scenes, and there was no chemistry. And
there's no chemistry at all, and he's fired. He's off the show.
Yeah. I liked him when he was on Soap Talk. I liked him when he was a host at Soap Talk.
Yeah,
I just don't think they wrote the character like they were planning on keeping him around, really. I mean, I think he was probably told certain things when he got there, and they probably had already changed their mind and just kind of did what they could, you know, to get through this storyline, and then, you know.
Someone in Hagley seemed to change their mind awfully quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. On a regular basis. I mean, he's a decent guy, you know, in real life. I mean, he's a decent guy, and I hate to see that happening like that so quickly and everything, but I mean, I don't think the prison storyline was supposed to last all that long. That was obviously a short-term deal, you know, 2-3 month story arc, because when they originally hired Stacy from Young and the Restless, they said, you know, it wasn't going to be a long-term deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, but his role in it, I don't know, is this supposed to, since Stefano is behind all this, is this supposed to remind us of what an evil person he is, or was it, is it tied
in? Is he
in
behind
with...
this too? Oh, God.
Yes, he's behind
this
too.
Oh, yeah. Just too big behind the whole thing, which is to me is stupid. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Stefano, but I don't get that whole thing. Why would he even waste?
Why? Why is he? What to his advantage? What do we?
And make money, I guess.
Yeah,
make
but
money.
I mean, you can make money.
You can make a ton of money on Oregon.
Way easier much, ways no. than that, you know.
I don't know.
I think it's because they want to redo John and Marlena, even though they're doing a sucky job of it.
Mm.
But, you know, Rafe and Sammy, you know, they just...
Well, Rafe must be the new John, I guess.
Tortured.
Oh,
tortured, you know.
No, I thought Rafe is more... Rafe is Roman. He's not John.
More Roman?
No, that's Roman, because the whole Rafe
John
is checking Sammy.
Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, it's easy to get them confused.
Roman or John.
Well, Rafe even took Roman's job right now.
Yeah,
I mean, he's only been
true.
On the force for like a week, and he's the commissioner.
Isn't
like, what the hell?
And I could get it, like Roman said, it's a conflict of interest because he's, you know, related. well, Rafe is too.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to know.
That makes sense.
How is it a conflict of interest for him to be commissioner while Bo is on the run? But it wasn't a conflict of interest for Bo to be commissioner when they suspected that Sammy shot EJ in the head.
Right. It's just a pimp, you know, Rafe. You know, it's like, oh.
Well,
God.
And neither was it a conflict of interest when Sammy's baby was, you know, kidnapped and. You know, they're looking for the perpetrator.
Well, I'm just going to step aside and you can have my job.
Well, the other thing is, isn't the office that he's in at the Salem PD his FBI office? Isn't that the office he was in when he was working for the FBI?
I don't pay that much attention.
But
did they get rid of?
I could swear.
Did they get rid of the police commander's office?
I think they
did
because I could swear. I know he had like an assistant or something that came in one day and said something to him and all, and it was in that office. So I'm like, I could be wrong, but I'm like, wow.
Like when Johnny ran in to see him, and he was supposed to be at
the
police station, and it looked like the FBI office.
It
is. Yeah.
Well, at least they got good use out of the plane set this week. Managed to, you know. Multitask on that. Yeah.
And then when Bo and Hope were on that boat and he says, this reminds me so much of the Fancy Faces, it's because it is.
Oh, that's funny.
They
haven't
done differently, decorated differently.
It's so funny
because
I didn't even realize that because I hadn't watched, you know, it's been so long since I've watched the older.
And they're on this boat that this guy gave them.
That's funny.
Doesn't this remind you of the Fancy Faces? I said, yeah, because it is.
That was probably a shout out for the fans that remember that, you know.
Yeah.
That was cute. But I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny when Bo and Hope were trying to track down that phone number. I was like, can't you go on Google and type in a phone number and figure out who it is? You don't need a password. You don't need a police commissioner password to do that.
What else?
Well, you know what? I was just in the chat room. The best thing that happened to Bo, though, is having Rafe as the commissioner. Because even though Rafe did find Anna, Rafe is so caught up in Sammy's drama that he hasn't looked for Bo at all, really, except for calling Carly and Victor and asking where Bo is. That's all he's done so far.
And looking
now,
like...
Roman has nothing to do.
Somebody
so he could have maybe found
the
Bo.
Roman never
said that he was digging into the police files about
the box. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he asked for the all the background information on DeMiro's, and somebody brought in a box, and he was like, that's it? And I tweeted online, if you want to find out what happened with the DeMiro's, just, you know, watch YouTube.
better than reading through a
bunch of paperwork in a box.
Sure that,
all those times, Stefano,
more complete.
Stefano and Andre and Tony have been arrested, and you know,
mm-hmm.
Oh brother. And so,
well, but,
so
yeah,
I'm
I think
guessing
that proves, That only proves he's obviously not Andre. Why would Andre need to look up his records on the family?
Right.
That's true.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
At least he isn't.
Or
yet.
Have they switched them yet? You know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, so.
That might not. When does that come? When does that take place?
Well,
has it always been Andre or Ray, second Ray or whoever?
We're still
the
assuming
episode is. The episode that they show him in, and it's not necessarily the first one, it's just one that has him in there, is Valentine's Day. Sounds like Valentine's Day is going to be so romantic.
Well, it's just kind of like, you know, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was really, like, nice this year. Did they even have it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I was figuring out... Nikki and I were talking about this yesterday. We were trying to figure out because the reveal when it turned out to be Tony and Andre was for February sweeps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was.
So almost.
Now the only thing that would make this worth it is, seriously, if Teo ended up being the person, you know, in playing the, you know, underneath it all, then that would make it worth it. But.
Only
if
in the end
they bring him back to do it. If they say he's on, if they say Rafe number two is Andre and that he got plastic surgery, that's some lovely.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, we
of.
Have
that's
a caller. I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah.
That's what I get for. I was in the chat room. Yeah, we had a caller. Sorry. We have area code 845.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
My name's Jen. I've called before.
Okay. Hey, Jen.
I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. In Maryland, this summer, John D. Lance, who played Eugene, is going to be at Shore Leave.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a sci-fi thing, but they answer a lot of questions. So fans in Maryland might want to know.
Oh, we have some fans in Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
In Maryland. Oh.
Thank you.
Far from us.
How do you spell
when
that,
is that?
It is July 8th through the 10th. There's actually a website that tells you the information about it.
Do you have
the
website?
Yeah, www. Shore, S-H-O-R-E, dash, leave, L-E-A-V-E, .com.
Oh.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, thank you. I just wrote that down.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happily going, so.
Oh, cool.
You need to let us know what happens.
Yeah,
definitely.
What do you have to say?
We should get John DeLancey on to talk about it. That would be cool.
Yeah.
We love him, Eugene.
What?
Rock.
I would like to say you guys are much more interesting than in the show lately.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment, except that the show is so bad.
We're slightly better than the show.
Yeah,
yes,
we feel
we're
the
slightly
same.
Better.
You guys are much better. Much more entertaining.
Is there anything you'd like to say about the show? You know,
yes.
What's your thoughts about it?
As far as I'm concerned, the Hernandez family is as bad as the Lombards of the early 90s.
So you're not looking forward to Rafe number two?
No.
Or his brother Dario?
Oh, Dario. I forgot about Dario.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
It makes me want to cringe.
Kinda?
Yeah. I would love to see Teo come back, though.
Yeah.
God bless your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I have an idea. Why don't they try Carly and Roman together?
Oh, I don't see that happening. I think Crystal Chappelle would have a fit if they did that.
I kind of like Roman. I think he's funny.
Oh, yeah. I can't see the two of them. But actually, I thought he had chemistry with Ward and Jane.
Oh, yeah.
With,
yeah,
Gina,
yeah,
I
kind of.
They
yeah.
Kind of had,
I don't know.
you know, but she's gone too.
Santana, you mean?
Yeah, Santana. Yeah, Santana from Santa Barbara.
Actually, I saw that, and yeah, they did kind of.
Yeah.
Mostly because Santana's a fireball. That's what he
needs. I
thought
she actually did a good job.
Yeah, that's what he needs.
He needs a character that's, like, so fiery it makes up.
You know, like him and Kate were always put together.
Yeah.
Roman and Kate were always
I think they would go back there.
Oh, yeah, Roman and Kate.
That was good when it lasted.
Bless your heart. Baltimore, Maryland. Dang it. That's a long way away from me.
Hawaii is farther than far away from us.
I'm in New York. I'm driving down with a friend.
That's cool.
I'm so jealous.
Come on over, Madeline, and make sure to stop by Chicago on your way over.
I'll drop by Chicago and take you with me.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
And then we'll get, you know, Marianne and
yeah.
I'll find PA.
Well, I'm not going to Baltimore, especially if they win the Super Bowl. Screw that.
Bite your tongue on that. The Chiefs are going to win. No. Yeah, even I know that's not true.
As long as it's not the Ravens, you know.
Yes. Or the Patriots. I hate the Patriots, too.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say, Jen?
I actually would like to see them bring Carrie and Mike back. Bring another Horton on. A decent Horton.
Oh, you know, when we interviewed Tay and Leanne last month, I was meaning to bring that up, too, didn't you kind of get the impression Leanne thought they were negotiating with Christy Clark?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get that impression?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. But, you know, Leanne,
I thought she said she didn't hear that she was coming back.
She was only back for one day.
No. Oh, and Roy Critchlow is on V, so he's not going to come back.
Yeah.
So.
I take Michael T. White back.
No, but they've changed his age in so many ways and so many times, so it doesn't really matter if they bring somebody else back.
That's true.
Yeah.
Found somebody who had, as long as they don't bring her back as Austin.
Oh, no. Unless it's the first Austin.
Yeah, he was cute, though.
First off.
Yeah, but
it is kind of odd.
I can't imagine
all,
him.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him coming back today. I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got other things he can do.
Oh, thanks, Jen. We actually have another caller. I'm going to pick her up.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sure, call at any time. Thanks,
okay.
Jen.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we have area code 770. 770?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. This is Angela.
Hi.
I've called once before. Ladies, I really enjoyed your show.
Thank you. Very entertaining
and very insightful. I had just a couple of comments. Again, I just really enjoyed some of the things y'all were talking about. One thing I wanted to go back to is I read the blind post about Nelson Bronco, I guess the Suds report, and I really felt like that post really was specifically targeted towards Mark Hopka and Molly Burnett. Because I think a couple of reasons.
Do you remember what it said? Because I didn't hear it. Or
but it said a bad character.
I don't have it right in front of me, but basically it just said that there was a soap punk on the West Coast soap that you know had been sort of on the verge of you know being let go. And that, you know, there had been some, he'd gotten a reprieve and so forth. And then at the end, it kept referring to him as being in an unbreakable couple, which, of course, kind of, to me, made it, when I first read that, it made me think of EJ and Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
But then I really don't think that's the case, because and they said that even last year they had tried to eliminate the other half of his unbreakable couple and drop her from the show. And I noticed that back in September of last year when they did the 45th anniversary thing at the Emmy Academy for days, there were several interviews with Molly Burnett where she was alluding, you know, to what turned out to be the quarantine, but what, you know, whether or not she would live. And I just get the sense, and again, I'm no insider here. I'm just watching the show like everybody else. I just got the sense that maybe there's some of the younger set really, you know, obviously wanted to have a bigger part on the show, and things weren't quite going the way they necessarily wanted them to. And so, again, that was just my interpretation of it, is that, you know, that may have been part of it. I was disappointed to hear Mark Kopko was leaving. You know, I think that they clearly had not put him in a very leading role on the show in quite some time, or even much of a storyline. Yeah. But I also read his Twitter back in May, right before Memorial Day. He used to be, his Twitter was fed into the NBC.com Twitter, and mm-hmm. he made some pretty ugly comments, just kind of, maybe they were just probably just off the cuff, but basically saying that he wasn't on because, you know, they didn't want to have good ratings that week, and a couple of other things too that just probably weren't really smart for him to have said. And then he even joked on Twitter, I'll probably get pulled from NBC.com, and sure enough he did.
Wow.
And so from that point forward, you saw nothing from him on, and I mean, that, and consider that was May. The first of June, the Forbidden Love charitable events, the folks that really support EJ and Sammy, mm-hmm. and I think, in my mind, support the character of James, the actor James Scott, a little bit stronger than Sammy, but I think obviously they're very committed to both of them. You know, he was a last-minute addition to sort of their whole panel at the June events, and they really did make a very strong effort to include him and say that, you know, he was, you know, a rising star on the show, and that they really wanted the folks that were, and again, this is my interpretation of it, I'm not saying people said this verbatim, but I got the sense that they really wanted the folks that were so supportive of EJAMI and the folks that were so supportive to really also be very supportive of Mark. And, you know, they even included an ad of Mark with James Scott back in another event they did in Boston in the summer.
Yeah.
So I felt like there was some background, you know, they were really trying to actually ratchet up some support for him even more, and especially if, you know, he wasn't on the show that frequently. Again, I like him as an actor. Think that he had some potential there,
mm-hmm.
and I just wonder if some of this was just, you know, maybe sort of the youth of an ego that maybe kind of bristled things a little bit. And I just have that sense. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just throwing that out there. But I felt like the Nelson Bronco thing, number one, I personally, I'm not sure that he's always the most reliable person as far as items.
No.
Oh, no.
That's another thing, yeah.
But, yeah, that's an understatement. But I do think that could very easily have been with Nathan and Melanie. And I think the other, and my last comment on this whole subject, but was that I also watched the Days 45 online interview that they did with several of the different key stars on the show. I think it's on that separate, I forgot what the website is that NBC has right now for the anniversary, but they interviewed, you know, Sean Christian, they obviously James Scott, Eric Martzoff, several different ones, and they did one with Molly Burnett a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, it's a live stream, and you know, he called in. Mark Kopko called in on that call, and had some comments. And there were some really he made a couple of derogatory, or maybe they were jokes. I won't even say the name of the star, but obviously anybody's going to figure out someone that's been on the show about 10 years who has really pronounced dimples, and that maybe that person was getting a little bit long in the tooth and those dimples were drooping a little bit, that type of comment.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Really, again, very unprofessional, very catty, just not a nice thing to do. I was surprised. And, of course, you know, what could NBC or Sony or whoever is supporting those streams do? It's going out there live.
Well, oh,
and I'm sure I'm one of, you know, maybe 300 people that even took the time to listen or watch it. So it's not, although maybe some folks that are out there now, if that's still posted, you can go out there and look at it for yourself. To me, that wasn't very appropriate. And I think, so all those little things together, I just think that maybe Mark Kopko wasn't in the best of situations for a variety of reasons, and that, you know, it's just not
frustrated.
Yeah, not that he's just that he's misunderstood, but also just that maybe he just doesn't have the experience, the maturity to know how to to navigate. And like, you know, a lot of people. I mean, you know, that obviously it's a very political situation, but that none of the ways that he expressed himself, I don't think, would have endeared him to the powers that be on the show. And I think
meeting
that,
him in person, he was a very nice guy. I mean, he seemed very nice and sincere.
Yes, I agree with
but
that.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're
and
saying.
And I've met him in person, too. You know, like I said, I went to the fan event in June and went to almost all those events in June time frame. And so, and he was very personable. But, you know, I also think that, you know, offline with some other folks that you know, without necessarily just the general crowd, I think there's some, those folks had some opinions about stuff that, you know, again, that shouldn't be what they're doing at those events.
Right.
Just my comment, and again,
that's very interesting.
My opinion.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm sad for him. I think I had actually come up with a story that I thought would be really good for Nathan. That clearly, unless they recast it and hire me as a writer, which I don't think they're any of those things are happening. You know, he's not necessarily going to. I don't know that we'll see much more of that Nathan character, and it's disappointing. But I have the feeling that. Yeah, maybe, you know, some folks are paying some level of attention to what the fans are wanting to do or not wanting to do. And also they've got to kind of factor that into what's going on. And I guess that's kind of my segue to talk about Jennifer. I am thrilled to death that Melissa Reeves is back on the show. You know, and I love the fact that she had her little glasses on the other day. It reminds me of years ago. But I think, I do think that one of the reasons why, you know, it's so absurd that they sent out the notice this week, you know, okay, we're ending all of this. We're getting rid of Dr. Walter, which, of course, I say yay to as well, because that was the whole prison story to me was not a good idea from the beginning. It didn't even sound appealing to me when it first came out. And then as it went on, it was worse. So I think to kind of give credit to some extent with the show, perhaps they are listening to some things and at least trying to get the word out. We're ending it. We realize it's, you know, hasn't worked out. And I think that's a drawback. And I almost wish that, you know, maybe we would all kind of spend some time talking when we write in or talk on the boards to the show and to the producers or whoever it is that's listening, that, you know, it's great that they've got this machine now where they're able to film 3 months in advance and they're able to save this much money and roll and roll and roll along with it. But once you do that, if you have a stinker, you're stuck with it, you know?
Yeah, no reason. I don't understand why they have to do it that far ahead. They can still have the same shooting schedule, and they can still, you know, work only 4 days a week and only, you know, have, several months off a year, but they don't have to shoot that far ahead.
I totally agree with that, and you know, even though, you know, I don't understand completely how the whole situation works since Days is owned by, you know, Corday Productions versus like ABC, you know, for example. But you know, one of the other things that would help, it would be if they did go to using, you know, X number of classic episodes per year. That would, I know that maybe
that would remind us of how good the show used to be.
Well, bingo,
I love
to that. Bingo to that too. But honestly, would that not be?
I don't think Dina would like that.
Well, again, I'm not a big.
No.
I promise you, I'm not a fan of Dina Higley at all, and have written plenty of posts out there that have said such. But I do think that would help as far as maybe giving them some breathing room and not be so far ahead and get down the line with some of these stories that just, you know, which just like you folks have said much better than I can, were just ridiculous. And you know, it just makes you kind of want to, you know, mute the TV and move on. So anyway, I had that comment, and if you have time, I'll make it. I've got two more, but if not, then I don't want to hold somebody else up that's in line.
No, go ahead.
I think, you know, one of the things that I'm really going to be watching closely is what they end up doing with this introduction of Taylor. the sister of Nicole. And again, it kind of puzzles me too as to what, how they decide on some of these things. Natalia Livingston, I've been a pretty big watcher of General Hospital over the years, on and off. I've been a very loyal Days watcher for probably almost 40 years, long time since I was a little girl. But she's not, and I think most of you may have already made some of these comments, and it's certainly said on the boards a lot. She's probably not the strongest actress in the world, that at least that's as what we ever saw on General Hospital. I'll put it that way, based on what we saw there. She's got a way in which to play a good character. But really, when she's been put in a position to try to play either a, you know, multi-layered person or a bad girl, it really has been quite disastrous. So I'm kind of looking at that, and I'm just wondering if truly they're bringing that on as a possible love interest for EJ, which obviously they're doing some publicity to try to, you know, build that up.
That's what I heard.
This whole enchanted evening conversation, I'm still not sure. I'm not even sure that the way they're publicizing it has a whole lot of appeal. When someone says something like that, it kind of just raises my eyebrow, and I just go, okay, yeah, let me wait and see what that really is going to be.
I said that if they really felt it was going to be, if they really had that much, if they believed in it that much, why do they need to do that?
Exactly. And so, you know, again, I like Sammy. I enjoyed the summer pretty well. Loved some of the stuff that went on several years ago when they first introduced EJ and Sammy together. And again, mm-hmm. somebody else made the comment, and I wish I knew which one. I got all of your names kind of jumbled together, and I said, I can't say if Marianne said it or Carrie said it or who said it. But, you know, it was such a good comment that, you know, I like Sammy, but I never really was a huge Sammy fan really until EJ came on the show. Mm-hmm. And I got much more excited and interested in Sammy as she was with EJ. And, yeah, obviously this whole scenario, these last couple of months have been really kind of disappointing to me. It's hard to really like EJ or Sammy at all based on, you know, the mm-hmm. way they've yeah. written them.
Well, I used to say that I wanted Sammy to grow up. Stupid me.
I don't know. I honestly have no suggestion as to what they should do with Sammy, but I think, you know, clearly there's something there beyond just maybe even Dena Higley, or if it were, you know, Madam X that was writing the show, whoever. There's some other reason why they really do not want to put those two together. Otherwise, they would have long since done it. And I think, you know, and I, like I said, again, I really do. I like EJ, like them together, liked a lot of things and that they've done. You know, I think it's been very most romance of the show's seen. But I honestly think there's got to be some other reason why they're just not putting them together, and they're just putting, you know, so much effort into coming up with some other solution other than that. And mm-hmm. honestly, I'm tired of trying to figure out why. I just assume accept it and move on. But I hate for them to, if they think that they're going to bring on someone who, and again, not saying anything negative against Natalia Livingston, because again, she may come on and be fantastic, and I hope she mm-hmm. is. But to try to build up and put him with somebody else that's not, where it's just not going to catch fire. You know, clearly they tried for a long time to push that he and Ariana were going to be a duo or whatever, and clearly people weren't really buying into that, and that never really happened. So, you know, to me, if I were at Days, I think I'd be really looking to bring somebody on that was truly a really leading lady, you know, a really good very strong actress. And the shame is that with so many of these shows going off the air and things happening with the economy, there are some really great actresses out there, mm-hmm. really strong actresses that they could potentially bring on and invest in. But again, of course, that's going to make everybody else on the show, maybe that's going to make them nervous about their own position. Yeah, I don't know. But if they really want to eliminate the EJ and Sammy relationship long term, to me, that's the only way they're going to do it, is really bring on somebody that can really kind of be toe-to-toe. And again, obviously, I think James Scott's a great actor. Yeah, there's some things that he's done that I haven't liked as well, and so forth. But I think on the whole, I think he's brought a lot to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess
I agree, except that I think that I don't think it's about finding a good actress. I think when they fired Teo and Deidre and Drake, I think they all, the whole idea was that they wanted to bring on people who had fan bases,
mm-hmm.
who would bring new viewers to Days. They don't care about. Don't care about the viewers they had already.
Well, but who knows? One thing I saw that in some of the interviews they did, I've never been to Day of Days out in L.A. in November, but, when they did some of those interviews, there was several. Jim Halterman, I think, did a couple of them. You guys may have. I'm not sure. I may just not have seen those. But one of the things that, I noticed, too, is that they ask a lot of those actors, if they could bring someone back, who would they bring back? And every single one of them said Teo.
Oh yeah.
So for a man to have been off the program as long as he has, and really to have been abused, to been on and off, other than Matt Ashford, as Jack, I can't think of anybody that's probably been through the ringer more so than Teo. So, who knows? Like I said, maybe, I think I have to kind of hold to some hope that maybe they are listening and thinking, now, again, if they're going to bring back Andre as Galen Gehring, heaven help us. I hope a lot of that is just misinterpretation of the rumor. The only thing I've seen, I know, and y'all might seem know a lot more about that than I do. I've learned a lot tonight listening on that, because the only thing I had really seen is the thing from Jason 47, who does all those great statistics in the history archive days. Where he posted, maybe it was Daytime Royalty, one of those posts where he listed out who was going to be like in the February 4th episode, who was going to be in the February 14th episode. That's the only thing I have even seen of Rafe 2. So I'm just going to wait and see what Rafe 2 really turns out to be, because, Lord knows it could just be that it's, he was going towards the light and, they were just waiting. I know there's clearly something going on in the basement, but we don't even know what. So clearly, if they do go like what you, and again, y'all have said a lot more, and I've learned a lot tonight about what potentially could go on.
Rafe 2 is code for Andre.
I would pray that would be the truth.
The real Andre,
and
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
They don't want to say that it is Teo and Andre. Yeah.
It makes a lot more sense to me, and the reality of the economics is that now they probably could get some actors to come back for a lot less than what they were making, 5 years ago. And like I said, and I think the fact that so many people truly, and it's almost, and again, I grew up admiring Marlena and like John Black and so forth too growing up, but I think, to me, there's something a little bit more universal about loving Tony and liking that character, even though, because I think it's a little bit less extreme, because there are people that really liked Marlena, and then there's some folks that maybe didn't as well.
Like Marlena, and then I used to, and after a while I got to hate her.
The publicity since she left the show has not been that kind to her. So who knows? But I think Teo, and of course, and like Leanne Hunley too, which I love, and I met her when I was in LA in June, and just was thrilled to death to meet her. I thought she was really so sweet and just such a genuine person. But anyway, hopefully, maybe the Rafe 2 thing is not as bad as we think. Hopefully, and my last comment, and again, I appreciate y'all letting me participate.
Oh,
this has been fun. It's just that, I'm hoping very much so that they do pursue and allow us to at least try to have a Chloe reunion. I know some people are not big Chloe fans, and I love the two of them when they were in high school, and I'm much older. I mean, even when that was going on 10 years ago, I was far away from high school, but I did enjoy them so much, and I think that really it looks like they're really going to, it looks to me like they're trying to give Nadia a chance to at least show what she has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clearly, you know, since she was returned this last time, I just felt like, you know, they just have just dolled her up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like she's not, you know, she used to be an intelligent woman or girl, and she, you know, was very smart. And, you know, now she's just kind of living through whatever man
mm-hmm.
she's involved yeah. with. So I'm kind of hopeful, and if you did see on the, that when I was mentioning earlier, that Days 45 Online interview with Eric Martzoff, she came in and sat in on part of that, and they talked about the fact that there were so many people that are still Broey fans, even though, you know, Kyle Lauder has been gone from the show, you know, I don't even know how long, a long time, and they really haven't done anything very much with Chloe and Brady, you know, since Eric has been on the show. And, of course, I think he's probably the best, my personal opinion, I think he's probably one of the best recasts that has come through.
Oh,
And he is a good, you know, talk about some of the situation with Mark Hopka and some of the younger set and the communication and what's gone on through Twitter and whatever other social media they've used to get the word out. Eric Martzoff knows what he's doing in terms of trying to really mm-hmm. manage the fans and be fun at these events. And
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is very strong in that area. I just have a lot of respect for him because I think he's a good actor. Plus, he's a good representative of the show. So I, like I said, I think you know trying to give Chloe a chance, you know, as much as
yeah, that'd be great.
You know, that I think give them a shot at least to, and then maybe, you know, like I said, they do a triangle with some of them. I'm curious to see if they're going to kind of shake up. Some of the other folks that have just been on there for a while and kind of coasting. So we'll just have to see. But I just thank you so much for letting me dial in and talk with you guys. Y'all are just a hoot, and I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Well, thank
Thanks
you.
For calling.
Thank you.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Take care.
Interesting.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I have another post here from Jason that kind of, I think, pretty much proves it's that one Rafe at least is in the Demira basement. There are episodes in March that are coming up that he didn't post. There's mm-hmm. one with Rafe and no Rafe number 2, where the Demira basement is listed, and then there's another episode with Rafe number 2 but no Rafe number 1, and there's no basement listed. So sounds
mm-hmm.
like number 1 is in the basement.
Hmm. I'm not surprised. Maybe it's like Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson. There, have you ever seen them?
We have them tortured too.
What's that?
We have a caller.
Oh, thanks.
Hey.
Hi, we have Nicole.
All right.
Hey guys. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Nicole.
Howdy.
And you wanted to talk about the stroke, and I'm not talking about the Billy Squire song. You guys, stroke. Go ahead, Nicole.
I'm annoyed that Caroline has a stroke and Kayla's there and Roman is there for all of 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's all running around with him. And then
they actually let Roman go?
He was there and she was, like, he was there for 2 seconds, told Kayla to tell Caroline that he would be back, and then he came back, but he didn't really spend any quality time with her.
Yeah.
At least I don't remember.
Has Sammy been there at all?
Hmm?
Has Sammy been there at all?
No.
Sammy was there.
Oh, she did?
Yes, she did.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, I must admit, that's the day I must have turned it off.
Does Bo even know?
Bo doesn't know.
Does Bo even know that his mother
has had
a stroke?
No.
But my biggest beef is that Kayla looks at Caroline. She's like, oh, I talked to Kim. She can't come. my issue is that they've always painted the Bradys as this close-knit family and they would do anything for one another, and you're going to say, oh, you have this major, you know, life-changing illness and your kid can't come.
Kim just had cancer. They could have at least given a better reason.
Yeah, there was no reason.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
And at the very least,
that's horrible.
He could have said Shane.
It was bad.
I think, that Shane could have come and checked in on Caroline and gone back. That would have proved
so what's the excuse
for the Shane
that,
and Kim fans
well,
that they were still trying to work things
Steve's
out.
Steve's not there.
What's the excuse that Steve's not there? Well, I don't know what the excuse is.
Yeah, they're not good at that.
Sloppy, right?
Thank you for it.
I have to wonder what Dina does all day because she obviously doesn't have a script.
And they don't, and, you know, they don't seem to bother with general history about the families.
No.
Yeah, we have another caller.
Yeah, I shudder to think if they kill off Caroline because God knows what we're going to get for people coming back.
It'll be the Hernandez Club, I guarantee you.
Oh, yes.
Not Hernandez.
Oh. We have area code 704.
No.
Oh, they hung up. Okay. That's a bummer. I was just trying to make sure. We only have, yeah, we only have 9 minutes to go. I was trying to get make sure I got everybody in. Yeah, I don't know. It looks like Caroline's still alive. I thought, you know, when you were talking about the Jason 47, when about the Rafe 1, Rafe 2, I think Caroline was listed, too, as being...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on the cast list for that day.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Hmm. Peggy's doing a wonderful job, I have to say.
Yeah, I think Peggy's doing a great job.
On February 14th, she's on there. Hmm. So is Taylor.
Did you see the conversation between, I guess it was Nathan and Stephanie, when she asked him about if, you know, the stress of the reveal could have caused her stroke. And he says to her, well, she's not that young.
I know.
I missed that. Really?
I was like, that was so bad.
I was a little shocked.
Not that young. And people want to know why he wants to leave the show.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Poor Caroline.
They've just mucked up her character. Something awful this year.
Also, yeah, I feel bad for Maggie.
And I love Maggie. I do. And she's starting to, you know, the whole Maggie and Victor thing is cute. I'll agree. But... It still ticks me off that after they kill off Sean Sr., I get no Victor and Carolyn. and then they make her a jealous shrew on top of it.
Oh, yeah, they completely changed her character. Completely.
Oh, yeah.
Carolyn was never like that. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, she's had moments over the years. I mean, she's done
she's done some pretty horrendous things,
you know, all in the name of keeping secrets, but... But right. This was not exactly in the same vein at all.
No.
So.
We're making jokes in the chat room that the Institute for Organ Donation is probably not real happy with Days right now. And I wrote that probably thousands of people are crossing off, they're listed as an organ donor in their driver's license, they're probably crossing it off right now. They're afraid they'll be admitted to feel them.
Thousands of people sound a little optimistic considering the ratings at the moment.
Well, you never know. If you get admitted to Salem U and they see your organ donor, I mean, you're toast. They're going to kill you all.
Well, but come on. This is Stefano. He's not going to care if you're an organ donor or not.
What's
worse, though,
that fate or being Dr. Daniel's patient? You know what happens when that happens.
Dr. Daniel's patient, I mean, he was at least trying to make you feel good while he's doing it.
I'll have my lymph nodes groped over, you know, being alive and having my organs harvested. Yeah, I'll take that.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that doctor. I'm not sure what I'd rather have happen.
Well, I want to know why Carly can get fired, and I'm not a Carly fan at all. Carly can get fired for lying about doing a stupid test with Carly, but
Daniel still has a job after groping women.
Mm-hmm.
But they were really, really hot women.
Well, Chloe was. I don't know.
I'm just teasing. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I don't know, because it's, you know, nothing makes sense, really. It's all convenient for the plot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sally made a comment. Maybe Dr. McGropey can get a job working for TSA.
Oh, that was good.
Maybe that was
what he did for his job before he got to be a doctor. You never know. He's awfully good at it.
That's
great. He could be the new poster child for Homeland Security. No one gets that past me without a full grope. Well, geez, that's good.
Well, I wouldn't mind, you know, so if they had people like that at TSA, I might not mind setting off the monitor so much, because every time I get groped, it sure as hell ain't anybody who looks like Daniel.
Yeah, for real.
Really?
You and the guys.
Doing the groping,
and
right?
And they don't, if you're a woman, they don't have a guy groping you. They have a woman groping you.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel might not want to be groping men at the airport. But yeah, I'm getting concerned for Tony and Philip and Bo were all in the hospital. And they weren't wearing masks when they were in the hospital.
Don't wear teal, Bo. Don't wear teal.
Caroline's
lucky because Daniel's distracted, so he can't go and molest Caroline.
No.
Because he likes them older, so you never know.
Yeah.
And younger. And in between. I think anyone with boobs, basically.
Oh.
Or how old or young.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, well, in case you guys missed it, the Jets won with a late second field goal over the Colts.
Oh, so the Colts got knocked out?
Yes, and the Saints got knocked out today.
Yeah,
yep.
Seattle beat the Saints.
Oh,
yeah,
Seattle beat the Saints.
So the Chiefs are up against the Ravens tomorrow.
Yes.
Which means that
so
Leah
the Chiefs
and I
better win.
I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yes, rooting for the Chiefs.
Definitely.
And you're rooting for them
not
because
be
you love
to hear
me,
that.
But because it serves your own end game for the Steelers. I understand
that.
I'll take the fans any way I can get them.
And Ben Roethlisberger got engaged to a girl from my hometown who went to my high school.
Yes, and my daughter went to college with her.
Oh, wow.
In her graduated with her.
Mm-hmm.
She lives a couple miles from my parents' house.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, he actually spent Thanksgiving in my hometown. Isn't that weird? Yeah. So, you know, this is either going to turn out like Tiger Woods or Brett Favre. I'm not really.
Yeah.
I mean, good luck to them.
My husband came down and said, "Did you hear about Ben Roethlisberger?" And I said, "Oh my God, what do you do now?" He said he got engaged, and I said, "What?" I thought for sure he got in trouble again.
See, we do soaps and football. How much better can you get than that, right?
Well, Ben Roethlisberger was a Passions fan. I don't know if you guys heard that or not.
Ben Roethlisberger has his own soap offer. What are you talking
any
about?
Any points I might have given him before I just took away.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just lost respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank Riley warped his mind a little. But, you know. Oh, God. Well, anyway, yeah, we got a minute to go, so I want to thank all of our callers. I mean, that was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah.
Aaron and
Jen.
Yeah, Nicole,
Nikki.
Sounds
like we're
going
to have lots of opportunities to whine in the future here. So.
Every week we can whine now.
Yes, we'll be on again next week. We're going to try to do this every week, you know, because my monthly cold is out of the way, so I won't get another cold again until February.
Well, we'll have to dedicate a whole half an hour just to Rafe 1 and 2 in the future, right?
We're going to have to start drinking during our
last long.
That
one's over.
Why can't that brick lady come back and brick him in again? That's what I'd like.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe that's how he's got it done.
Come
maybe
back.
When we go, when we, the camera pans down there, he'll be bricked behind, you know, I don't know.
I still want to know why he's, you know, why he's after EJ anyway. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Jealousy? If it's really Andre, I mean, I don't know. Otherwise, who knows?
Yeah, if it's not,
well,
like,
Andre
why?
Andre didn't like EJ, though, either. Andre never liked EJ.
That's what I mean. I mean,
with Brad,
yeah.
And Tony Ann,
if it's really Andre, then he's sleeping with EJ's girl, and he's trying to destroy EJ, so. I don't know.
Finally, Sam got Sammy in bed.
It's not hard to get Sammy in bed.
That's true.
Come on, Sammy.
Used to be.
What's true?
Oh, boy.
Well, thanks, everybody.
Oh,
thank you.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
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 See you guys next week. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.